Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And in a very short while, we're going to talk to one of the most interesting people I have come across, a man with one of the most fascinating identities imaginable, Jonathan El-Khoury, Lebanese speaker, writer, Israel advocate, a man who is Arab, Israeli, Lebanese, Christian, refugee, not the whole shebang, all in one man. Do better next time. Jonathan, are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can now. I said, Jonathan, I was trying to be creative and play something off the wall and unusual and Lebanese for you, and I came up with Mika, but I don't think that worked very well, so I'll have to rethink that and do something different next time. But great to have you back with us on Chai FM this afternoon. Thank you for making the time.
Of course, yeah. Thank you for having me again.
So, Jonathan, you bring a remarkable perspective. You bring the perspective of somebody who isn't mainstream, and for that I'm very grateful. And watching the news over the past two and a half, even 3 weeks or so, there have been the most remarkable things happening in Israeli politics. A couple of elections ago, Bibi Netanyahu running off to television to say, rush out and vote because the Arabs are being bussed in. You've got to vote for the Likud. And this time, is running off to the head of RUM, the Islamist party, no less, asking for the Arab vote. What is going on, Jonathan?
Oh, yeah, this is actually crazy. not only that Bibi now is launching a campaign to target the Arab street and is actually visiting a couple of the major Arab cities in Israel, but we're going for a fourth election in 2 years. This is crazy as it is. But this is actually something really interesting because, and I think there's a huge difference. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, have again and again spoke against the Arab representative in the Knesset that are part of the Arab joint list that makes about four different parties that have four different agendas as well. So he's always launched campaigns against them, but this time he's targeting particularly the Arab street itself, excluding out the representative of the Arab parties. And he's saying to the Arab street, mainly, you know, some could say that this is a cynical move of Benjamin Netanyahu because he's looking and seeking to get more votes and more electorals in the parliament. But I think it's a huge step because finally now everyone is speaking about the Arab street and the needs of the Arab street. And hopefully that every party will have some sense in their heads to put an Arab representative in their own parties as well.
That is absolutely fascinating, and even more so because it comes from you. Do you believe a word he says, Jonathan?
Well, I believe that his intentions are good because we can see that in the previous governments that he formed, there was a huge major steps done in order to be, in order to make good with the Arab street, with the success of the high education levels in the Arab street, with the high tech levels in the Arab street, as well as getting recognition from government officials. This happened a lot, but in this past few years, there was the 922 resolution that put in billions of dollars, basically, into the Arab street, into infrastructures, and to help the Arab street gain, you know, more success.
And has that, in fact, been translated into facts on the ground? Is the infrastructure in Arab neighborhoods any better? Is street lighting better? Is crime reducing? All those issues?
Well, yeah, that's for example, the anti-campaign done by the Arab joint list. They're saying that the crimes in the Arab street are only getting higher. Only last year alone, there have been about 118 deaths in the Arab street because of violence. Arabs among themselves, between gangs and you know, okay. because of guns and domestic violence. But here's the issue. The Arab street have seen the campaigns that the Arab parties did in the last few elections. Yeah. They have told them that they're going to fight for them. They told them that they're going to, be their voices in the parliament. But they haven't actually done enough or even didn't do almost anything in order to, you know, to do what they said that they're going to do. So the Arab street have said that. And there's about 5 electorals that now are shifting and are trying to look for a different house and different base. And now this voice is going to go with whoever is going to keep that promise. And here's another thing that is a huge deal breaker today in the Arab street. The Arab joint list have put it in their top priority to never sit in a government. And now citizens, Arab citizens are saying, well, enough is enough. We want to be part of whoever takes the decisions. We want to, you know, be a major voice in changing our conditions and changing our way of life. And we don't want to sit in the back seats of the opposition. We want to be there. We want to make decisions. And if the Arab joint list is not going to give that to us, we're going to go and we're going to make sure that we will have representative that will do that in other parties.
That's absolutely fascinating. I can't see that they have a choice other than changing their approach. What I do find absolutely fascinating, though, is let's assume that they do, or let's assume that somebody else who's representing the Arab street gets in. The Likud, are the Likud going to sit in coalition with a party that is overtly Arab?
I don't. Well, it depends on the party itself. I myself am against sectorial parties. I believe that we need to have representative in all parties. I don't believe that we need to have like a small party that has major influence if they're going to go inside of a coalition and they, because, you know, Israel is like a parliamentary primarily, or I don't know how to say that word. They need to make a coalition of 61. So yes. If a few votes drops, they might collapse the coalition and they will have a huge influence on what goes on. So I don't believe in this small groups that has a lot of power. But I believe in being part of something bigger than themselves. And that's why I believe that the Likud and all right-wing parties and both left-wing parties need to put representative. So no matter what happens, no matter what form of government will be, they will have Arab representative in the government and in places where they have actual say and actual point of view that they can actually move and do things.
So self-evident to me, Jonathan. I mean, why wouldn't you want to give people a stake in the country in which they live? I mean, it just makes no sense to me to do otherwise. Last question for you this afternoon already. I always run out of time when I chat to you. I need double at least. But the peace deals with the UAE, with Bahrain, with Morocco, how is that being perceived in the Arab street?
Oh, they're really happy. No one in the Arab street here in Israel believed that one day they will have the opportunity to go to the Gulf or any Arab states, you know, to visit and be able to work there and be able to prosper together. When I visited there, that was like a huge thing to me to go to a major Arab speaking country that speaks my language. And they have seen that. But what happened is that the Arab joint list here, they did another mistake. That both times when the parliament voted for the peace agreement with Bahrain and the UAE, they twice voted against the peace agreement.
Sounds like they're out of touch.
Yeah, and the Arab street have seen that and said, this is a huge mistake. This is our future. We want to have a dialogue and you're basically going against everything that we want. So this is doing a huge thing with this elections, with this upcoming elections as well. You know, the Arab joint list now are in a huge dilemma. But here is it again. I've said it a few times, in previous interviews here in Israel. Bibi launched in the last elections in last March, I believe. I already lost count when we had elections.
It's too many agree. Yeah.
But he had a campaign saying, or TB, this is one of the major members of Knesset from the Arab joint list, or Bibi. And I think this campaign is still legit for Benjamin Netanyahu because he's targeting not the Arab joint list. He's not going to sit with the Arab joint list. He's not going to count on their votes, but he's going to count on the Arab street and on someone that he's going to put in the ticket in the Likud party. And there's already been a few names dropped in the media. One of the major names is called Nail Zoabi. He's from the famous and huge Zoabi.
Another Zoabi.
Yeah.
Hanin's cousin, I assume. Or Muhammad's, depending which way you go. Couldn't have two different Zoabis if you tried.
He's actually more closer to Muhammad than to Hanin. In this family, huge family tree. But he's been a huge voice for coexistence for the last decade. He was a principal in a major city in Israel, in a major Arabic city in Israel. And, he always advocated for his students to join, the police department in order to make our streets secure more and to be more part of this, you know, eventually we're living here together. So we need to make sure that we have a better future for us all. And I hope that the Likud will go with him. I hope that other parties will go with other names that are being dropped now in the media. And everyone will have an Arab representative.
Jonathan El-Khoury, writer, Israel advocate. Thank you so much for talking to me this afternoon. I relish every moment with you. What a valuable, interesting viewpoint you bring to this discussion. Toda rabba lecha.
Thank you very much, Simon. Till next time.
Till next time.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.